What's up, patrons, and welcome to a Clone Wars audio commentary. We're not going to waste any time here, we're just going to jump right in. So to sync up with Netflix or however you're watching, I'm going to count down and say 3, 2, 1, pause. When I do that, just pause this recording. Hit play again right when the yellow title disappears from the screen and you should be all synced up. So here we go, 3, 2, 1, pause. The first step towards loyalty is trust. The Umbara arc, one of the best arcs of the series. I'm excited for these. This one gives me kind of Battlestar vibes with the Pegasus stuff. Just you meet a new character who's supposed to be an ally and you just know they're bad news. I think this was the first canon appearance of the Z95 Headhunter. Although they look fairly different from the way they used to.
Can't see anything in this soup.
I really just like how unique Umbara is in so many ways. Like, they're not fighting droids, they're fighting people. The planet itself is cool and dark and moody. The Umbaran people have all kinds of weird technology. Only thing I don't really understand is why they're fighting Umbarans. Like, Sly Moore is Umbaran, and she was one of Palpatine's, like, top aides.
What are those little walkers called?
Well, you tell me.
Is it ATRS?
Close.
RT?
Uh-huh.
Range trooper?
Nope.
Rescue?
Nope.
You tell me. I'm not the one that has to compete in trivia in December.
Recon. Although everything's, it's a very fighty episode.
Yeah.
I do wish that there was a little more context about, like, just why Umbara? Why is it strategic exactly? They don't really go into that. They're just like...
They never do.
Yeah, I know. But then that's one of the issues with the Clone Wars is, like, the fights are all cool and stuff, but I'm like, I don't know why to care about this fight exactly.
Yeah.
What's at stake?
Poor Tup is having a hard time. Whoa. Is that a Sarlacc?
It's something similar.
Mini Sarlacc?
I forget what it's called. It's like they don't all, there's a bunch of new clones coming into this arc, and it's like they don't really explain that.
Ew, which... I don't like that little thing.
Step on it. I'm surprised Pong Krell hasn't appeared yet. Like, I've only watched this arc once, I think. Maybe twice, but I'm like, I thought Pong Krell came in right at the start. There we go. All right. I wonder if this is meant to be like a tryout for Krell. Like, Palpatine calls Anakin back, so Krell has to take his place. Like, I wonder if it was kind of a test to see if he'd be a good Inquisitor or something. I don't know.
Interesting. My goodness.
Yeah.
There's his lightsaber.
He's got the double hinged ones. Because they're huge.
They're so cool. He's got two of them.
I think they do a fairly good job of, like, obviously he's not a nice dude, but it's like they have that previous scene with the animals and it's like, all right, well, I mean, he knows what he's doing. Should we trust him? Kind of wish it would have been cool if somehow Krell were in earlier episodes and maybe like you got to see his fall a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because like your first thought isn't really like, oh, he's kind of a bad guy. He's just like really strict.
Yeah. But it's pretty clear like he doesn't value the clones as people.
Yeah.
It's like you can't tell if he's just misguided or if he is evil. I can't remember when that reveal happens, but I think it takes an episode or two.
Suck to be on a walker. Like, can't exactly tiptoe.
Dang. Like this episode is, or this arc is so much darker just with the fact that they're fighting people.
Yeah. Why are the Umbarans fighting them?
That's what I'm saying. I wish there were some information on that. Some explanation other than it's a strategic planet. I think it's that, if I remember correctly, because like Umbara comes up in the Thrawn book as well. It's like they probably have some resource that both sides of the war want, but they're located in this nebula. Mm-hmm. So they're very just isolated, and they're like, we don't want any of you here. So I think the Republic is just trying to take the planet. So it's not a malfunction, it's a spark. Just drop it on a cliffhanger.
Lots of shooting.
Yeah. Not as much to talk about, but it's fun to watch. Well, thanks everyone for watching and listening along. Thank you so much for being our patrons, and may the Force be with you.